Okay. Everybody ready to go? We'll get it rolling.
Maybe.
We'll see how it goes.
We'll start and everyone will just get quiet.
I know.
I don't know what to say.
Lots of questions.
Good. Wow. I like questions.
That makes me scared.
Oh, boy.
I'd rather that than have to come up with something.
Yeah, your spouses aren't sitting in the room. Mine's
That's
right
true.
Here.
Yeah, no pressure.
I might get daggers.
We'll just put a wall up.
Or yeah, put a little microphone veil up.
Can I have a little box, please?
All right. We ready?
We are.
Okay,
sure.
Here we go. All right. Thanks, everyone, for listening. We have another FT After Hours podcast coming to you. And this one's a little different and a little special. And it's something I've been trying to put together actually last year, and it never really came about. So finally, you know, I got some kicking and dragging and screaming. But I got a few of the flight test wives in here for a special Valentine's podcast. Before we get started, who do we have in here? Who's on my left? Go ahead. You can start.
Kimberly Ron Caglione.
Jen, Josh's wife.
And I'm Lindsay Zavada, Alex's wife.
And on the line, who do we have?
Anna Fury, Austin Fury's wife.
All right. So I'm surrounded by women. I'm a little nervous.
Daughter, Charlotte. You'll hear her a lot, so just be warned.
No problem.
And Max.
Yeah, we have Max the dog, which I have to say, this is a first for me. I haven't had Max in on
He's
a podcast.
He's in a lot of them.
Yeah.
As long as he takes his collar off, we're pretty good.
He's okay. So if you hear some dog barking or some kids yelling
If anyone
and screaming,
comes in, we're in trouble. He'll start barking.
So.
Yep.
But thank you. First and foremost, I wasn't sure this was going to happen. Like I said, I really wanted to do this last year in February. And, you know, as you know, February was a kind of a big mess around here last year. So I was thinking about it for a long time this year, and we kind of put it together, and then poor Lindsay got sick.
Sorry about that. So, my bad.
Obviously this is going to be about a week late, but the heck with it. I think it's going to be fun and entertaining. And
we thought about, too, the ladies taking over, but we don't know how to work any of that stuff. Because we were going to come in and get Heather and everybody and just go at it, but we don't know what we're doing.
Hey, next time, let me know. I will come in. I'll work the board and everything, and you guys can go to town. That would be great. I'd love it.
I love that.
That way Kim can have a say in whatever she wants.
There we go.
We'll have you set it up and leave the room.
Okay. Well, here's the thing, and one reason why I did bring her in is because I kind of felt bad that I'm going to be dragging all the other husbands under the bus and digging up the dirt and everything. So I thought it would only be fair if I had my wife, because my wife has no problem of putting me under the bus.
You're making me sound bad.
No, not bad, but I know you don't have a problem doing it.
Everybody else is lucky their husband isn't staring at them when they talk.
It's very true.
Okay, I'll move over this way. All right. Before we get going here, I got to throw out a few plugs real quick, and then we'll jump into the questions. First of all, I want to throw out, how many of you guys drink coffee here? I know Lindsay does, right?
For sure, yeah.
For sure. Jen?
I don't.
No?
No.
Kimberly
Occasionally,
does.
A little bit.
Well, just I wanted to throw out there again is Fedora Coffee Works. If you guys like fresh roasted coffee, this is the place to go. So go check him out at fedoracoffeeworks.com. He's probably the only person on the planet right now that you order the coffee. He roasts it right there that day and ships it right out to you. So when you get it, it's fresh.
Oh, that's fun.
And I had some here, Lindsay, and I don't know if you got any. Maybe the boys got it all before you got any.
Do you think I got any?
Okay. I will for sure bring some more down. It is phenomenal. So just wanted to throw that
out
there.
Save me some.
Yes, Anna, we will definitely save you some.
I'll look out for you.
Second up, Flight Fest 2015 is up. Go check it out, flightfest.com. All the information's on there. The registration is open, so please go check that out. And last thing I wanted to do is, I know some of you here at the table know Keith Brown. Mm-hmm. He has a GoFundMe account, and he asked me to just give him a quick plug. He's working on some driver boards for multi-rotor LEDs, and he's got some cool things in there, and he's also working, I believe, on a mobile app that will help you work on that. It's a very cool thing, so everyone just go check out Keith Brown on his or help him out. Go throw him some cash and help him out and get this thing on the ground, because I think it's a pretty cool thing he's got going. All right, where do we start? You know, I think I'll start first off. We'll get a couple of these Josh questions out of the way. And you knew they were coming up. But one of them was, and I have to laugh, was how many cans of Mountain Dew do you think Josh really drinks in a day?
gosh. I know when we were dating, he'd easily put down a 2 liter a day. I mean, no.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That much?
Oh, my gosh. At least.
I didn't know that.
He's just in the last 3 days started drinking water and has chose that over Mountain Dew. He's having some back issues and knee, and he's hoping to switch it up a little bit.
Wow.
But, oh, my gosh. I'm not kidding. He can put down by himself a 12-pack 2-3 days.
Really? Mm-hmm. I didn't really. I mean, I know he
it's
drinks
bad.
That.
Basically, coffee and Mountain Dew is what he survives on.
Wow, that's crazy.
And those little 5-hour energies. He likes the berry flavor. He doesn't like any of those.
Oh,
and the chocolate-covered coffee beans, too.
Yes, I get him chocolate-covered espresso beans when I go down to Sugar Creek, and he loves those.
They're so good, though. I can't believe it.
Now, this is actually one of my questions. I'm really kind of curious of what your thoughts are on this. But as you know, I've been around almost since flight test started and got to see everything grow. Right. And me personally, I kind of miss that, a little bit of that close-knit feel we used to have of going down to Chad's on the weekends and hanging out and doing the episodes and doing the flying. Does Josh ever mention, does he kind of miss that part of it a little bit, where it was just a small, tight-knit group and he wasn't running around like a chicken with his head cut off?
He doesn't make so much of a comment. I like it better because it used to be he'd work all week and then Saturday he'd be gone. All Saturday and part of Sunday, so I'd never see him.
Oh, gotcha.
So personally, I like this better just because it's easier.
Mm-hmm.
Weekends are freer, kind of. He's on the computer at home designing instead of out, but yeah. Sometimes he does. He said he'd like to switch it up and maybe once in a while do a Saturday. And,
I was just curious. I mean, for me, I really miss. I don't really get to see the guys that much anymore and hang out. And so, also, I wanted to ask you real quick. You just had a flight in a glider recently.
I did.
And that was your first flight in the glider?
It was.
What did you think of that? Because that's on my bucket list.
I have to be honest. I loved the takeoff
because
that's just fun. I mean, it was like you're on a roller coaster. Really cool. But then once you got up, it's kind of just, I hate to say this, everyone else is going to hate me. It was. Well, because you just kind of, I guess the guys loved it because they got to fly.
Uh-huh.
So they actually had something to do. I just basically sat there and watched us go in a circle across the airport. And it was interesting, but yeah, I definitely preferred the takeoff and landing.
Didn't make you nervous at all that there was no motor?
No, not really.
No, didn't even think about it, really.
I didn't, no.
Wow. That was I thought that was pretty interesting. Okay. What is, and we can go in any order, whoever wants to answer first or anything, but what's one thing most people don't know or a little quirk or something about your husband that they don't know?
See, I was thinking, I knew this question was going to come up, and Josh talks about everything. So it's, I have to think about this for a minute. So I don't know if one of you guys want to go first.
Oh,
I have
man.
To think. I know.
And the funny, and my husband's the opposite in that he's just
quiet.
Quiet and mellow about everything.
Yep.
I don't know if the fans know about how much work they do when they're not here. I think
that is true.
With it being a hobby-based company.
And I think a lot of people do think it's the dream job. It's just fun. You design plans and fly. But the behind-the-scenes stuff, there's a lot. I know it's probably true with him, too. With Josh, all evening, all weekend, I mean, he's pretty much tied into work 24/7.
How about you, Anna? I'm sure you got something on your husband.
Well, it's funny that everybody's being all, you know, oh, they work so hard behind the scenes. Yes, that is true. Austin does work very hard. He's always on his computer updating Facebook and stuff. However, something that nobody really knows about him is probably that he is obsessed with banana Laffy Taffy. He loves a banana Laffy Taffy.
Really?
That's hilarious.
Now, that's something that I would never even, I've never even seen any Laffy Taffy wrappers lately.
I like all Laffy Taffy, so I'm good.
That's
with
because
everything.
I keep them here, and I find them everywhere at home.
That is funny. I like that. Okay, Kim, I know you've got to have something on me.
Well, lately, the biggest thing, and I complained to Chris about, is he uses the word smooth in everything.
That is true.
Smooth. So I'm always telling him to find a new word because I'm sick of hearing smooth.
Josh does, and I don't know if the fans know this, but behind the scenes people might. When the episodes first started, and I don't know if he'll kill me for this or not,
but he
would say things that are totally inappropriate, not knowing, not even picturing it in his head, you know, how it's going to come across when he would say certain things. And so Julie Capper used to watch all their episodes before they'd go live.
Right.
And be like, okay, you got to pull that. You got to pull that. Because they sounded horrible. Like he was like, he's like, Josh, no, I love your wood. Can I have some? I mean, just stuff like that. And he would totally not even think about it.
You're right.
And oh my gosh.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, and stuff he would design in the beginning looked a little inappropriate. And she'd be like, Josh, seriously. Yeah.
Now, Lindsay, I also know you guys have recently got married, and you might be still in the newlywed stage. But just so you know, I don't think Alex listens to the podcast, so just throw anything out there.
Let's see. You know, it's kind of funny. I guess if we're going to go with a different hobby that people might not know about, if I'm grocery shopping by myself, and Alex has been a good boy lately, I'll usually go through the toy aisle and find something that's either Star Wars or Legos or both, like Lego Star Wars, to bring home to him.
There you go. See? Now that's interesting.
And his wife award.
Yeah. So does he act like the little kid when he gets it and he's all excited?
It depends on what kind of toy it is. He was really confused by my impromptu Valentine's Day gift to him, which was a 100-piece Star Wars puzzle. He's like, "What? Yeah, I love puzzles." And he like really tried to play it off and be a gentleman, but I don't know. But yeah, he loves his Legos. I got him a Lego mug for Christmas, and he's got all the Avengers like somehow awkwardly attached to the mug.
So and it changes frequently. I'll pass the desk, and one day it's like the Hulk, and then you've got Iron Man.
I've seen that on the desk. Okay.
Sometimes they're sitting on top of each other, and
my kids are so jealous.
Oh, that's funny.
Well, just tell them that when they grow up, they just have to marry someone who's still in like the toddler stage mentally, like I am. Yeah.
All right, now this might be a little tough. Well, Jen might not have a problem with this one. What do you think would be one plane that you could get rid of, or quadcopter, that maybe they wouldn't notice?
Oh, my gosh. So many. Oh, I used to tease him that I would get rid of him when he was gone and just start throwing stuff away. Because when he designs planes, he builds, I don't know, 10 or 15 prototypes. So those are all laying around. And between work and home... Oh, my gosh.
Maybe I need to go to your house, and then maybe I won't feel so bad. Watching the Jerry Springer show over planes, maybe.
I've threatened to, get rid of a lot of planes, but I don't know. There are so many.
So you probably could just chuck a few out, and he probably wouldn't notice.
I could. I will say, lately, he has a lot more of them here than at home.
Yeah.
Or in his truck, which if we go anywhere with the kids, we have to, like, move the planes to the other car so we can go. But, yeah, he doesn't have, lately, other than prototypes and stuff, a lot of his own airplanes at home. It's mostly all work now. So he does say he kind of... That is the one bummer thing. The last time he flew for fun, he can't remember.
Really?
It's work. Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Do you guys still, I know there for a while you were still doing the Thursday fly-ins at his mom's?
Yeah.
Yeah?
It's not at his mom's. They have an indoor church here in Alliance.
Oh,
they
get okay.
together. And the kids have basketball, so they have to do basketball first and then go fly.
Gotcha.
So, yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Anything, Kim?
I don't think Chris would. I think he would notice every plane, because if the boys touch one, he's noticed that it's moved. It's pretty kind of scary.
I admit that.
Yeah. There's one in the garage that got moved a little bit. Oh.
Oh, that's funny.
He would have thought that the world was ending. So I don't think I could move any. He would
know. That's funny.
Anna, how many, I know Austin's just kind of getting into the flying. Does he have a spare bedroom or anything filling up yet?
Not even a little bit.
Not even a little bit yet, huh?
However, he does every once in a while bring home to practice. He brings home those little mini quadcopter thingies.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And I think personally, or for himself, I think he actually brings them home just to drive our dogs and our cats insane. Because that's exactly what he does. I'm usually putting Charlie to bed, and I hear it hitting the walls in the basement, and then I hear my cats meowing at it. And so I would be able to easily get rid of those things, but he would notice it in a second, so...
Okay, that was interesting. Okay, now again, some of you might know this, some of you know, but is there maybe a embarrassing crash story that happened that nobody really knows about, or they, you know, something happened? They're like, honey, let's not talk about this one or anything like that.
I have one.
You got one? Yes, Lindsay, go ahead.
There was a point I was hanging out with Alex. I had just gotten a shower. My hair was still kind of ratty and wet, and he was practicing indoors with a mini quad. And it found itself tangled in my hair. So there's actually a picture of it somewhere on my Instagram, like of a quad just like nested into my hair. And and I think one of his cousins did the same thing. Actually, I think it was a brother of his did the same thing to one of his cousins at Christmas, except for her hair was longer and dry and she was in tears. I at least didn't cry. I'm not a baby.
Yeah.
I think that might have happened to you once or twice too with the micro quad on
I
the couch.
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mine made it on Facebook.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah. I remember seeing
on my
your
birthday
picture.
Last year. Yep.
Oh, happy birthday yes. to you.
I don't know if Josh, probably some of the viewers know this one, and he doesn't really hide it, but he had built a Slowpoke, and it took him a year or two to build this thing. A lot of money, a lot of time, and it was before he worked here, and we had a big party. We had the neighborhood out, all the friends and family for him to take off, because honestly, I had never seen him crash. You know, I'm like, he just flies, it's fine, it's all good. He had blown up the plans by himself without really thinking. And so I was in the house and I see it take off and I thought, oh man, I gotta get out there. And the next thing I know, I'm walking to the patio door and I just see it bomb into the cornfield. And I thought, oh my gosh, I was so embarrassed for him. He came out laughing. It took 10 people, trails of stuff. Oh and he kept, gosh. I think, the tail. Yeah, it's huge. It was bigger than my car. I had a Volkswagen at the time and it was bigger than the car, this plane. And it was, yeah.
Yeah, I've heard that story.
He swears he's gonna do it again.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this time he wants to make it out of fiberglass. And
right.
A little tougher, so.
And yeah. I think he did say after he told the story is next time anything big like that he builds, he will not have a party
yes.
for the maiden.
Yes.
That's yeah. probably not a good idea.
Oh, that's funny. Do you have anything, Anna?
I was just going to say that Austin crashes more than he actually stays in the air. So we'll just leave it at that.
That's fine. We've all been there, so I feel yeah. for him. That's not a big deal, but that is funny. All
you
right.
didn't ask me. Do you okay. not want anyone
no,
to tell your
right
story?
Ahead. Go right ahead.
I'm just kidding.
That was really smooth, Chris.
I know. Just pass the wipe up. No, the only thing I can really remember is, I mean, there are lots of times airplanes come home in pieces
yes.
from flying, and I'm usually not there to see them. But when he started out flying in the neighborhood,
oh,
he lost
yes.
a plane in the neighbor's tree. And he decided that he was going to make something to get it out of the tree, and he went and got all this pipe
yes.
and thought he could tie it all together to get the the plane out of the tree, and it didn't work.
No.
We have all this extra pipe laying left.
That is funny. Josh has come up with some creative things to get him out of the trees and stuff, and one of them he had tied, I don't know, a ball to a string or something,
mm-hmm.
and he actually hit the plane and got it out, and he was so excited, he turned around, he's like, did you see that? That was a jog moment. He was so excited. He's definitely not the sports guy, because the last one I've got, and this wasn't really a crash, but he also, with the Mountain Dew, used to use his Mountain Dew 20 ounces or 1 liters, I'm not real sure, and would make a plane out of it, and that would be the fuselage.
Mm-hmm.
And the lid would screw onto the motor and stuff, and so he would fly it when we first got married. We lived 3 houses down from a park. And so he would go out during baseball season and fly, and the coaches would be so upset. And he's like, I don't know what their problem is. And I'm sitting here thinking, Josh, they're trying to get the kids to focus on the game, and you have a Mountain Dew bottle flying around the air.
Yeah, somebody else I know did that.
Yeah, that's happened to me twice. I shut down 2 little kids' soccer games.
Oh, yeah.
And really, I wasn't even around them. I was clear at the other side.
Josh, too, would be at the other end of
yeah.
the park, but as soon as they see it in the
yep,
air,
yep.
they're all up.
They
yeah.
just completely shut. I shut it down.
I think you almost got in a fist fight.
Yeah, that was another
yeah,
story.
Let's hear more about that.
Okay, I've told it on the podcast before, but I'll throw it back out there. Where we normally fly, Jackson Park, there was a looked like a pretty serious older kid baseball game going on.
Oh.
And we were flying around, and again, we were. Well, here's the thing. Let me back up a little bit. We were flying on the baseball field, and the coach showed up, and I said, you guys going to be playing? He says, yeah, we got a game in a half hour. I said, okay, no problem. So then we moved, went clear to the other end. So we were flying, and wasn't paying no attention. We're just having a good old time, and I see this guy come up and start yelling at Wayne.
Oh,
and I was like, I'm trying to land and get my plane back,
right.
you know, and I'm trying to listen to what's going on. Well, in that meantime, another dad came up.
They get serious.
Yes, and
yes,
really, really started yelling at us. Like, but the thing that upset me was it's not like, hey, you're interrupting the game. Can
right.
you land? It was, you're endangering our son's lives, and if you hurt somebody, we're going to sue you, and blah, 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 blah.
Oh,
and geez. And he wanted me to land the plane so he could step on it and crush it.
Oh, gosh.
And then he wanted to call the cops. Well,
wow.
at that point, I said, go ahead and call the cops. They come over here and watch us fly all the time. They love it.
Yeah,
well, that
yeah.
just really set him off. So it almost went to fisticuffs, but it, you know, obviously it wasn't worth it. And finally, the coach just come over and goes, "Hey, you're really just distracting the kids. Right, I exactly. really appreciate." I said, "No problem." Mm-hmm. You know, and it was fine. But oh, those two dads were on fire.
Some of the dads get yeah. My brothers all played, and it was yeah. It was interesting at times.
So we kind of learned a little bit. If there's a baseball game, we gotta, you know. So. Okay, let's move on. Is there a destination that you thought of maybe you could go for a vacation that maybe Josh wouldn't go, but you could talk him into it because he could fly there? You know, like FPV or actually that'd be for any of you guys if you've ever thought of anything or any place to go where maybe I don't know if my husband wants to go there, but maybe I could talk him into it because it'd be a good flying spot.
He wants to fly everywhere, so he's usually on it before me. If I bring up a location, like just last weekend, we went down to Dayton to the Air Museum and then to Adams, where he's doing the B-17.
Yep.
And I knew I'd get him to those places because it had to do with planes. Yep. But at least we could get away a little bit. And he wasn't working, which he filmed it anyway, just in case he can use it in an episode. So I guess we did work. But he wants to go to the beach because he wants to fly on the beach.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. My aunt has a house in Maine we'd like to visit, but he wants to fly on the water. So I mean, it's, yeah. I keep teasing him. I was like, we should go to Disney and get permission. You can fly around the castle and I'll have fun.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And you can go do your thing.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. We have shipped planes to Toontown at Disney quite a few times.
Really?
Yeah. I said, if it ever comes up again, because I've had three, I said, I am totally going to send a note and be like, if you ever need us to come out and do anything,
we'll take one for the team. You know, it's...
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know that.
It was big when the Duster and the Racer came out. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Both of those went to them, and I think they ordered a couple other planes with it, but yeah.
Oh, wow.
I was pretty excited. I took pictures on my phone. I was that like, was,
that's pretty cool.
Wow. Lindsay, got anything?
Kind of along the same lines as you, I was thinking, you know, something tropical would be right.
Oh,
nice.
For sure. Yeah.
A lot of the guys at Flight Fest would be like, hey, we live in Hawaii. You're welcome to come back. I'm like, totally, I'm there.
There was two guys I met there that were from Hawaii, and same thing, anytime, come on over, free place to stay. You know, the old brain was rolling at that point.
Yeah, and Gary from Great Hobbies has invited us to come down there. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. That would be really Island. Nice,
yeah.
too.
Yep. Yeah, it looks beautiful
so
up
I
there.
Said, hey, I'm willing. You got to talk the boss into it.
I think it would have to be about July or August, though, before I went up there.
Mm. Yeah.
So, how about you, Kim? You
I can't think of any place. No. Usually, we plan a place, and then Chris packs extra.
Yes.
And then you don't know it. You think it's a family
vacation. A plane or a quad always comes just in case. Yeah, for
you
sure.
You never know. How about you, Anna?
I don't really have anything to add.
Okay, no
problem. Not even what about New Zealand, Anna? I thought you and Austin.
You know what? That was the first thing that came to mind. But Austin would go there even if he couldn't fly. So.
Right? Yeah.
Valid.
All right. Here's a big question: how many planes is too many?
One.
That's a tough one.
I can hear the fans sharpening their pitchforks as we contemplate.
Right. It's hard when it's their job, too. You know what I mean? It's a hard one. And I know, for me personally, it was never my thing, airplanes. But now it kind of has to be my thing. So, I don't know. But for Josh, it would be no planes are too many. He's got them everywhere.
How about you, Kim?
I think our garage, if you went into our garage, it's more planes than garage.
Yes.
And our extra, we have a smaller house, and our little extra space
is planes.
So if we had like a space for Chris to have, he could fill that thing full to like hoarders airplane, and I'd be okay with it. But because we don't have that space, a couple is, it gets too many.
Josh definitely has the garage in the basement. And right now, our two-car garage, half of it is taken over with a laser because... there's not enough hours in the day here at work to cut stuff, so now we're our nice big two-car garage is now down to barely a car garage. So yeah.
All right, now this brings me up to a question that kind of pertains to that one, and it's something I always kind of wanted to know and really never got an answer, but I've noticed it, you know, after going to different events and being around different, you know, more wives. Why don't you guys fly?
For me?
Can we, when we edit that, put crickets?
No, for me, I don't know. It's just not my thing. And I think growing up, we were sports. I mean, my brothers played football, baseball. I grew up on that end of it. And again, I feel bad with Josh, but he doesn't know the first thing about sports. But I don't know. He's desperate to get me to fly, and he's gotten me the new tiny trainer that's going to come out. He's taken me up twice now. And I am going to learn because he and the boys want me to so bad, but it's more for them than it would be for me. It's just, I'd rather, I like being in charge of the store and just hanging out. And yeah, I don't know. It's.
But, you know, it's basically a guy kind of hobby. I've seen a few women, but very few.
Little girls at Flight Fest last year. Yes. I was so psyched when I saw, you know, a few little girls. Right. And
they painted their nutballs up like baseballs and Mountain Dew cans. So sweet.
And Lindsay, that brings me to you a little bit. I know you're kind of, you like video games, right? I'm intrigued to why you, I would think like the FPV stuff would be right up your alley, like the little racer quads, you know, and stuff like that.
I have yet to try that. I think line of sight flying just to start with would be good. Who knows, I might get motion sickness and barf all over the place. but I'm willing to give it a shot. Yeah. I really am. But kind of going back to the last question, I think kind of what Jen said about growing up with sports, I think it's really what you're into just on your own. I don't know if it's necessarily gender-based. Maybe a generation or so ago, that's just kind of how it was. But anymore, I mean, having seen the representation we saw at Flight Fest, I thought that was pretty cool. And I think it's changing. I see a lot of girls.
Test is definitely changing it, too, because they're making it more family-oriented and, you know, bring the family out and stuff. I think that's, And I think, too, if you have a dad that's really into it, the daughter might be more inclined to. But, like, my dad really is not a big plane person. I mean, he actually is based right now. He paints for my brother's Corvette business. They paint muscle car parts. And my dad designs and stuff. And they're actually based recently out of an airport. And I told my dad the one day, I was like, wow, you've got a beautiful view of the planes taking off. And he's like, I turned my back. So, I mean, I had, like, the complete opposite bringing the planes as Josh did.
Yeah.
So that had big part, I'm guessing.
Anna, how about you? Has Austin ever mentioned it or asked you about if you'd like to learn or anything like that?
Well, personally, I would love to learn.
Really?
He's always telling me, yeah, I would. I'm really interested in all this stuff. Ever since Austin started working at Flight Test like 2 years ago, I've always been super pro, you know, I want to play.
Yeah.
I want to have some fun. But I guess my problem is I'm super terribly coordinated. So I just haven't had the time, I guess, yet to really practice. Austin's always telling me to drop by the office to, what's that thing called? Do the...
The simulator.
The simulator, yeah.
Right.
He's like, you should put some time on the simulator. And
I will say for me...
Take something up. And I'm like, yeah, well, that requires, you know...
Yeah, I will say for me the simulator's harder.
Go down there.
Well, I'll tell you what, we got a couple of the small little Horizon Hobby planes. They have the safe technology with a panic button on them. Tell Austin to bring one of those home for you. You can take it out. He can show you how to fly. You'll have no problem. And if it's that bad, let me know. I'll come down and I'll help you out.
Good, because I'm not entirely sure Austin would be able to teach me very much.
I definitely say, though, the simulator for me was harder than doing it in person.
I managed to, I was playing on the simulator once, and Alex, I really impressed my husband because I managed to land a plane on a single stalk of corn. Yeah, check that out.
Really?
Wow.
Didn't mean to.
Did you not take a picture of that?
Right. No screen cap. Like, I know it'd be like, picture, it didn't happen, but it happened, okay.
Awesome. Which would bring me, if say you were to get into it, is there a certain kind of plane, or would you rather go plane, quadcopter? What kind of sparks your interest?
Crickets.
For me, it's I like the old airplanes. Like, I do like his Scout that he came up with. I think it's a cute plane. I like, I don't know the names too well, but biplanes. I love biplanes. Mm-hmm. I guess there's a plane called the Jenny, which my kids are super stoked about.
Yeah.
And Josh just showed me pictures of that, and it's cute. But I like the old time, almost look like cartoonish planes. Uh-huh. I think they're cute.
Yeah.
When he came out with the mini speedster, I was like, oh my gosh, I would totally fly that. Yeah.
See, for me, I'd much rather, I have a background in airline, like the commercial airline. I've worked for an airline for 15 years and currently not now, but I would rather learn how to fly a real plane. I don't, I'm not like a video game controller because I can't make it do what I want it to do. Exactly. So I know it's not going to even happen. So I would rather fly, and I love old planes.
Right. And I totally agree with you. And I don't know if you guys know, but when I got into the hobby, having a pilot's license, that was one of the most frustrating things for me, is I thought I was going to pull this thing out of the box, make it do exactly what I wanted. And it was so far. I mean, I lasted 30 seconds and I buried it in the ground. Like, what just happened? You know, it's not supposed to do it. So that is very frustrating.
I do know it's a different, because Noah, he videoed himself on the glider ride. Mm-hmm. And I never got to see the footage. And the other day, Josh was like, you've got to check this out. So the guy, once they got up to level, let Noah take over. Well, Noah's 13. He's never flown a plane. Never really had the chance to even attempt flying a plane. And the guy's like, oh, it's probably just like your remote control planes. And I was trying to fly it. And you hear the guy in the back. And he's like, oh, no, no. Oh, no, no.
And no then kidding.
Finally, after 5 or 10 minutes, Noah's like, oh, I think maybe you should take it back. And the guy's like, okay.
Oh, my gosh.
So Noah's got it the opposite. He's really good at the models. But, yeah.
Wow.
He had no clue what he was doing in the air.
I think they are two totally different things.
I think so.
Yeah. How about you, Anna? What's caught your eye, you know, since you've been around it? Anything?
Well, I'm personally obsessed with the Duster, and I always have been ever since we came out with it.
Yep.
And that's probably the one I would love to fly the most. But actually, I'm really interested in quadcopters more than anything.
Ah.
I just think, I don't know, they're more fun, I guess, in my opinion. I could be, you know, I've never flown either plane or quadcopter or any sort of copter for that matter. So yeah, I guess that's,
are you thinking that going down the FPV route with the goggles and everything?
Oh my gosh, I would love that.
Oh man, Austin's got to bring you some stuff home. That's all I can say. You've got
to
get on this.
Tell him to bring some stuff home, and then he can take our daughter for a couple hours.
There you go. There you go.
I mean, you're right around the corner from where he's sitting, aren't you?
Yes.
You should have Chris teach you. He is a very good teacher.
Yeah, I would have no problem. And you're right there. A lot of times it's harder for the husbands to teach their own wives. You know, it's sometimes it can be a little frustrating. So
yeah, I intentionally tried to crash into Alex's head once.
That is the best.
In the woods.
You thought, I'm just going to get a little close to him.
He was getting smart. And so I tried to bring the nut ball around and actually crashed it in the woods. It was pretty embarrassing.
Well, I think sometimes the guys are so good and you don't catch on and they're like, why are you not getting this? You know what I mean? I'm like, oh.
Well, thankfully for me, Austin's very patient, so he would be very, you know, a good teacher. However, I think I would lose my patience.
Oh, that's funny. All right, next one here. This might be more for you, Kim. It could be for everybody, but somebody asked a question. It says, do you prefer RC out of the other sports like dirt biking, scuba diving, basketball, football, or anything like that? Would you rather see your husbands into that than the other stuff?
Oh, just listening, I was thinking RC basketball.
Like,
it's the newest thing. It's all the rage.
Okay, sorry.
You know, when we got married, I really think there should have been like a contract or something that said that you will have to deal with hobbies. And Chris goes through hobbies. I mean, he's always got to have a hobby. We have scuba equipment. We used to have motorcycles in our garage. We have the RC stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not so much sports.
Yeah, I'm not a stick and ball person.
Yeah.
But, you know, even before we got married, I kind of feel bad now looking back, but I've drugged Kim to the
mountain bikes.
Yeah, mountain biking. She's you know, out through the woods in the mud. She had her own dirt bike. You just take her out to the track. And she's been into the dark, deep depths at the bottom of the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans.
Yeah.
That is pretty cool.
So maybe when it finally the RC rolled around, she said, I'm out. I'm done.
Well, I think the kids really, because if we probably didn't have kids, it would probably be if I wanted to hang out with him, if I wanted to spend time with my husband, I'd have to just do what I, you know, whatever he does.
Exactly.
So, but now that we have kids, his hobbies are limited to what he can do at the house and the park or something. So I think that's why the RC and the, the airplanes. And
You're exactly right. And that's how kind of how I got started. We had our first son being little, and she worked nights, and I had the little one all the time. Right. And I'm like, man, I got to do something. What can I, you know? And we walked in the hobby shop and said, yeah, I want to buy an airplane. No clue what I was doing. And that's how I got started.
Oh, that's a good story.
Yeah.
Josh, when we first got married, was into motorcycles. He actually wanted to get a motorcycle.
Josh rode a motorcycle?
Well, he didn't actually drive it. He didn't have the motorcycle license, but he was looking into it. One of the gentlemen in our wedding had a motorcycle, and it was the very first time I met this guy. He was an older gentleman, and a good friend of Josh has taught him how to paint cars and do all kinds of stuff. And so we go over there, and he's like, you have to meet Ted. He is the coolest guy. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's awesome, you know. And so I go over, and the guy looks at me, and he goes, get on the back of my bike. And I'm like, what? He's like, seriously, get on my bike. So I get on the bike, and we just tear out of the driveway. And I'm thinking in my head, I sure hope we're going back at some point. It was a load of fun. But then Josh got to go for a ride on the motorcycle, and he came back, and the guy looked at me, and he goes, you took more of a man than he did. But Josh did. He looked into buying a motorcycle when we first got married.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep. But I guess this is definitely more of a safe hobby now that we have kids. So.
Yeah.
Alex was the same. He actually had a bike, I think, in high school that he crashed on the way to work. He was actually coming off an exit ramp on the highway, and he wiped out. So he's got a pretty gnarly scar on his knee to show for it. But he is not deterred yet. He is still wanting one. And I'm like, you have a child on the way.
Once he has the child, maybe.
Yeah, maybe
he sees
the little baby.
I don't know about that.
I highly doubt he's going to want to get the motorcycle to put the kid on or get the kid one.
Yeah, he's going
to
get the little sidecar and everything. I'm terrified. But I don't know. I think it's good, though, that he has this hobby. And, you know, like, I don't know. I enjoy reading a lot. And that's not something he's so much into. And I think it's important to have different hobbies. But then, you know, we share the love of video games. So that's something we can do together.
Right.
And not that I don't like RC. Like, I have flown a couple times, but this is mostly his wheelhouse, you know. But I don't know. We have a nice kind of Venn diagram of stuff to do. So we're not in each other's face all the time.
Right.
But we have that thing where we can sit on the couch and play, you know, Minecraft or Diablo for a couple hours and melt our brains.
How about you, Anna?
Well, Austin wasn't really ever into RC really until he started working at Flight Test. So I was kind of, hi, Max. that was kind of a new thing for us. But really, Austin's hobbies, we're both very into like outdoorsy things and sports and stuff. Actually, while we were dating and into most of our marriage until I got pregnant, we played on a co-ed soccer league together.
Oh, wow.
Like,
I didn't know that. Really?
So we did a lot of that. And so I guess, since we're talking about motorcycles, Austin has one.
Oh, really?
Does he really?
Yes, it's, I'm staring at it right now as we speak in the garage.
Wow, I didn't know that.
our second anniversary, I think, we took it down to Hocking Hills.
Oh, yeah.
And back, which was a very long, painful ride.
Right.
But I'm very into that, and I'm pro. Everybody's probably killing me, or all the women are probably like, seriously, Anna, you've got a 10-month-old daughter, and you're like happy that your husband has a motorcycle sitting in the garage.
I'm just impressed you rode on the back of it all the way to Hocking Hills.
Yeah, that's impressive.
Around the block would be me.
Yeah. But Austin also seems like he would be a responsible driver.
Very true.
That he is.
So that, you know, I wouldn't worry about Austin.
Yeah.
I think Josh and Alex.
That is true.
Might be a different story.
Yeah. That's one reason why I never, you know, always stuck to the racing the dirt bikes or anything, because I knew, you know, I got a street bike, and if I knew it would do 200 miles an hour, I'm going to try to make it do 200 miles.
One of my really good friend of mine in high school, he raced on the tracks and stuff, and then through the woods, and I enjoyed watching a lot. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yep.
And dangerous, and I've got a lot of broken bones.
Yes. I can tell you stories.
Yes. All right, this question is a good one, and I like this one. But has your husband ever stolen some of your stuff that he needed to make airplanes?
Oh, here we go. I'll start off.
Go for it.
Chris, you're not allowed to touch Chris's tools unless they're put back in the proper spot. So let me put that out there first. But hair ties, the little tiny hair ties.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm trying to think what else.
I stole your hot glue guns for a while.
Yeah, hot glue guns.
Yeah.
And they never make it back to the proper spot.
No.
So we kind of argue about that a lot. But yeah, definitely hair ties. I'm trying ribbon.
Yep.
What else? I know there's some more
pins.
Things. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's how Josh got into the whole hot glue, because when I first met him, it was all gas planes. Mm-hmm. So you don't really use a lot of hot glue with right. the gas planes. And then when he started into the mini, you know, the other foam planes and the electric and stuff, he's like, hey, I wonder if this hot glue would work. And yeah, now he has more hot glue guns than I do. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Chris is looking at me. My husband's actually really well behaved with it. I don't think I have anything that Alex is mostly in the multi-rotor camp,
right.
and I don't yeah. think I have anything that...
That's fine.
You can use.
yeah. It's kind of sad to admit, but sometimes Kim will go, hey, I'm going to Pat Catanza. You want to go, yes, hurry up, get to the car, you know? I never yeah. asked me that. 10 years ago, I'd say, what? Yes. There ain't no way. But I love yeah. going there.
I think Josh goes more often than I do.
Yeah. Ah, that's funny. Okay, Anna, we're going to start this next question with you. But is there any kind of plane or quad or anything that Austin does fly that you admit that you like to watch him fly it?
That I will admit to enjoying?
Yeah, like you're never going to tell your husband, wow, that was really cool, honey. I enjoyed that. But, you know, in the back of your mind or here on the podcast that you will admit to?
Well, Austin recently brought home something new. I can't remember what it's called, but it's basically like a mini quadcopter that has you fly FPV
mm-hmm.
with it. I have no idea what it's called. But I probably could have sat there and watched him fly that thing for, like, hours.
Really? Did he
no
put,
joke.
Did he put the goggles on you?
No, he couldn't get them all to work.
Oh,
he just sat there. He got it to work for, like, 15 minutes, maybe.
Uh-huh.
Meanwhile, I was probably doing dishes or laundry or something. You know, something wifely or womanly, whatever you call it. But I would have much rather have been not doing those chores and watching through the goggles what was going on. So.
Oh, we have got to get you set up and get going.
You There's keep
this,
saying
I
that.
Know. I'm you know kind of blown away that you have this much interest for it, and you have the whole you know what do I want to say like the planes and quads and everything here at your access.
He's probably just super excited because his wife has no interest.
I know. Don't show Josh this.
No, sorry, guys. Sound bad.
You're making us look bad. No, I'm kidding.
All right. How about you, Kim?
I don't know what the plane is called, but you fly it in the park with Pat, and you guys do tricks and roll and twist, and I don't know what it is. It guys flies
formation flying?
Yeah.
With the P-51.
Yeah, that's fun to watch.
Yeah.
But at the house, the most entertaining thing is the whatever it's called.
The same one Anna saw, yes. like the little FPV quad.
Because I'll send the boys to clean the room, and I'll say, go check it out.
Yes. Josh does that, too. He'll be in the basement. He'll come up, and I'll see him checking out what's happening upstairs. I'm like, what?
Yeah. So it's nice to sit on the couch, and he can go make sure the boys are cleaning up their room. That's pretty nice.
Yeah. I guess... Josh will tell you he's not good, and he's definitely not to the caliber of some of the guys, for uh-huh. sure. But I love 3D flying.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I could watch that all day long. I love, because we went to Joe Knoll last year,
mm-hmm.
and when we got to go down and hang out with the high-tech guys, that was my
oh, yeah.
by far favorite
yeah, that
part
is
of
amazing.
The whole event. Yeah. So, and Josh is, he's good. I mean, he can do it. He definitely doesn't do what they do.
Right.
He'll tell you he can't. But yeah, he's pretty tough on himself. But yeah, I enjoy that a lot.
Right. Mm-hmm. I agree with that. That's probably my favorite
Mike's,
thing.
Mike's, my son Mike, he is totally into the 3D.
Oh, really?
He actually has a small 3D plane mm-hmm. Dan from Laser Toys gave him.
Uh-huh.
And he's really good. He's got the upside down now, and he can do the barrel rolls and everything. So yeah, he's coming along.
These young kids catch on so quick.
He's not afraid to do, like, you know, everyone will be like, lower, Mike. And he's like, okay. Josh, on the other hand, is like, wait, how much did this cost to buy?
Yeah, right. How about you, Lindsay?
I really do enjoy watching Alex do the FPV
uh-huh.
with the quads and all that. Mostly for the kind of after product of seeing what it is that he was filming.
Like on the computer watching the footage?
Yeah. I've been really super impressed with the footage he's been able to get. Like some of the crashes that happened, like, you know, just inches away from where he was to be able to capture that. And, oh my gosh, like all of this, the footage from Europe was just astounding as well. And it's, I don't know, that's my little point of pride with him. Was like, look, he captured that, and that's, you know, worthy of National Geographic stuff, some of it.
Yeah, and I got to give Alex a lot of credit, because he really hasn't been flying, you know, like the quad stuff that long. How long has it been now? A little over a year?
Yeah.
And what he's doing, you know, within that year really is phenomenal. Yeah. It really is.
I'm proud of him.
Yeah. Okay, let's see what else we got here. What are some of the good things that has come out of this little RC hobby with the husbands, you know, they're into it and, you know, flying, and what are some of the good things, you know, that have come about, you know, with being in the hobby?
For Josh, just the relationships he makes through flight test. I mean, he still to this day gets shocked that people want to meet him, want to talk to him, and just some of the people that come up in their stories we get to hear, and the people you get to meet, and the places we've been able to get to go. More so Josh, you know, they don't take us in all the really cool places, but that's okay. But no, just, yeah. And I mean, the kids, he and the kids work on the planes together, not as much as he would like, but they definitely get to do that, and the kids get to come into work now. And so I think it's good. He definitely talks about the people we've been able to meet and just keep those relationships going and stuff. It's been pretty cool.
How about you, Anna? I mean, Austin's probably only been here, year and a half, 2 years. Have you seen some, you know, what are some of the good things you've seen come out of this hobby? Hello?
Uh-oh.
Maybe she had to chase up. Oh,
there it goes. It just went. That's all right. We'll try calling her back. I'll call her back and go ahead, Lindsay.
I'm on the same lines as Jen here, just seeing how many people, especially at Flight Fest, again, to bring that up, number one, how many people came out from different countries and everything else. Like, that was, to this day, like, really humbling for Alex. And for me, like, again, a big pride point was when little girls Hello? And little boys... Hi, here you. She is.
Okay, hi, sorry.
That's all right.
When I see, like, little kids come up to Alex and, like, want his autograph, I mean, that's not that that's what it's about, but, like, when you see that people look up to your husband and what he's doing and the what they're teaching, like, that just, that means the world to me. That, I don't know, that's really incredible.
Wow. And in case you didn't hear, we were just talking about, you know, I can't remember exactly, but Austin's probably been around here for a year and a half, maybe going on 2 years, but... what are some of the good things since he started with flight tests and doing the things he's doing, the good things that you've seen come out of this RC hobby?
Well, I've seen a lot of good things for him personally. I've known Austin. We've been together for, I think, almost 9 years, and we've been married for 4. And I have seen him go through so many different jobs and so many different just, like, worlds. And I'm going to be, like, totally candid. The second he started working at Flight Test, like, his whole demeanor and his attitude towards just everything just changed. You can tell that he just really enjoys being with the people that he works with, and, like, he loves going to the events, and, you know, he basically puts together Flight Fest, and that was his baby, and it was just such a great experience to see him so proud of his work. And so I guess I'm thankful for RC because it was able to give him something that he really loves and really enjoys and comes home from work at the end of the day and is excited to go back the next day and all that good stuff. So I guess that's more of a personal testimony than it is like a RC has changed my life kind of thing.
Right.
No, and I think it's funny too, because I think the hobby has brought together the guys, because I think Alex got a job here because Josh crashed into one of his planes at an event.
That's right.
And then he came back and was like, hey, if you guys ever need an art designer, I'm here.
Yeah.
I remember that vividly whenever he emailed in, because actually I was nodding my head like a bobblehead when Anna was talking, because
I think Anna's flying right now. Doesn't it sound like she's in an airplane?
Yeah, it does sound like you're flying.
No, I'm in my car. Oh. I'm actually, hilariously enough, on the way to see you guys.
Oh my gosh. Really? We had a headset ready.
Yeah, I have to drop Charlie off with Austin at like like 5:30, so I just left my house. So this is not
I was like, it sounded like she was taking off. I was like, oh my gosh.
But I remember when Alex emailed in to apply, because very much in the same sense that Anna was talking about Austin's demeanor changing, I saw the same kind of thing with Alex. Not that he was, well, I guess in the last job he had, he was kind of a little bit miserable, and it was just kind of soul-sucking that he wasn't doing what he loved, where when he applied in for this place, he was being very humble and not getting his hopes up or anything, but I was like, Alex, they're in our backyard. This is what you love. Like,
yeah.
You know, you have a degree in graphic design and all these other great things. I was like, I would be astounded if you did not get this job. And I was over the moon when he did get it.
I was terrified when he first came in, because Chad interviewed him first, and then he had Josh come down and interview him. And he walks in, and to that point, it had just been Josh and I making the planes, mailing them out. I mean, that's there was just the two of us. And I was like, oh my gosh, another guy is coming to work here. What am I going to do? And that's changed a little bit since then, I think, all we have. But yeah, it was definitely, and just when Austin came in, I mean, just as they came in, because I've been kind of behind the scenes since this, not since flight test has started, but since the whole store and everything started. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And just to see the different people come in, and the ones that do work out and then the ones that don't work out. It's been definitely an interesting behind the scenes type thing.
Right.
Seeing,
if I remember right, I don't know the exact time, but I think Chad was telling me is that day they were just talking about getting somebody in, and Alex fired off a resume or something or email or whatever, and they got it. And within
it was absolutely perfect.
An hour. Like within an hour, Chad calls him back. Hey, do you want to start tomorrow? So
exciting. And it's really amazing when, you know, you go to work and you don't hate your job, and you literally love everybody you work with, and everybody's just very mellow and happy. And
I can't say that's every day, though.
Yeah.
It's true. We all have our bad days.
There are days we want to, like, shoot them with dart guns from the other room, but...
I'm sure.
Yeah, not many jobs do in the supply closet. You have Nerf guns and G.I. Joe, and we do.
Yeah, we do.
That's funny. How about you, Kim?
I guess my take is probably a little different, because Chris does have another job that he hates and he complains about very, very much. And so I would like for him to eventually get to the point where this does turn into something for him. Unfortunately, he makes too much money at what he does. So, and we have insurance, you know, that horrible thing when you have kids that you have to have. So for him, it's obviously the friendships and the, I'm not going to lie, the free planes. Because some of the planes he'd bring home, I'd be like, how much does this cost?
Yes.
So I'm glad that he gets to try and he doesn't have to buy.
I saw a funny Facebook post on Valentine's Day, and the lady said something to the effect that I saw a receipt for $300. And then I saw it was for multi-rotors.
I did see that, yeah.
And I was like, been there.
Oh, that's a good one. Now, here's an interesting question. Somebody asked, are the guys really act like they do normally as they do on camera?
I think for the most part. I will say the only one, Alex is more talkative on camera.
Absolutely. Yes, he is. I noticed that.
He is super quiet. Yeah, other times, but I think the rest of the guys, I mean, Peter's more relaxed in person than he is on camera.
Yeah, I'll
Peter
agree
gets
with
a little
that
nervous,
too.
So.
I agree
but
with that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
Alex is a lot more talkative on camera.
I agree.
The more
with
he
that.
Is, yes, if he's
he
like,
is.
And I
he's
wish
got so much expression,
everything.
And then he's like, during the day he's just quiet, and I'm like, what?
Yeah, like if it's Josh and Alex on camera, and Alex is being his yes man, it's like Josh says something, and Alex is like, yeah, and I'm like, I wish I got that kind of response when I was like, hey, how about I make chicken and dumplings for dinner? Yeah. Like, no, I don't get that at all.
We were just joking about that today. We're like, it's hard being married to your boss. That is just one of the hardest things, because so many people, when I disagree with Josh, think I'm going at it as a wife. And I'm like, no, I have been here from the beginning. Mm-hmm. You know, this system or this new thing or whatever isn't going to work quite the way you think it is. And it's hard for Josh, too, because he can't side with me. Everyone's going to be like, oh, it's your wife. So I was like, that's been the hardest thing for me, I think, working
that would be hard.
Here. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because it's just like,
if I spend a lot of time together, that would be hard for me. I'm
and
just
I know
kidding,
just lately, the other day, we had a new thing that was implemented here at work, and I was telling him it just wasn't going to work out, and kind of was pushing back a little bit, and he's like, we just have to do it. And I was like, yes, boss. And his brother looked at me and was like, oh.
Oh, man, that's good. All right, man, I know I told you I'd only keep you guys an hour, but, man, we haven't even. So I might skip through these a little bit, but here's one I thought would be really funny. And, Anna, since you've worked here also, maybe you can start off. But as you guys are back there working behind the scenes and seeing what they're doing sometimes, was there ever a project or something you've seen where you thought, this is never going to work out, or that it scared the living daylights out of you?
Am I supposed to go first?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I'm not entirely sure about projects, but I remember any time there was a plane release, I was like, can you at least just give us like a week?
Amen.
Yeah. And I know that things are a little different now, and I haven't been there. Are they? Yeah.
No, they're not any different. No. Oh, darn. The guinea comes out tomorrow, and we've got 7 on the shelf. Yep. So, yep.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I just remember always being like, hey, guys, holler back at us, you know. We kind of help pay your paycheck. So come
well,
on.
And sometimes there will be new things listed on the store, and we didn't even know they came live. And so we're like, well, what is this?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, we forgot to tell you.
Oh.
Yeah. Ouch. That's fun.
Wow. But was there any kind of, like, project or something you've seen the guys work on where you're like, this is – there's no way. This is either going to – something's going to blow up or get a hand chopped off or anything like
I
that?
I will say that every project they did, I always thought was going to fail miserably.
I will say more.
And that's not a testament to like them. That's just, this looks crazy. How in the world are they going to make this happen?
Right.
I will say more since Peter got here. Things they come up with more chances of things blowing up.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Peter definitely likes explosives.
Right.
So and he teaches my kids things when I don't know it, and I'm like, wait a minute. But I don't know. They're. And I mean, not to brag on them, but they're usually pretty good at things and kind of know what they're talking about. So my biggest thing is we'll be back there working and we see them out there in the yard playing, you know, flying these planes and they're flying things off the carrier and they're like, this is work. And we're like, seriously, you need to come back to the shipping room. But I don't know. I think that's my biggest thing is watching them. There will be 6 of them outside to test fly one plane, and we're like, really?
Uh-huh.
Really? That's why I told Josh in the beginning, if you ever hire more shippers, they have to be ladies. If you get a man back there,
he'll be staring out the window. Yeah. Right, right.
Yep.
The aircraft carrier, though,
I could be
that
a shipper.
the aircraft carrier, while they were doing that, it was a fun process to watch because I love, you know, the Marvel series and, like, knowing that was,
was definitely interesting.
I remember Peter was working on it at one point, and I don't know exactly what he was doing. It was something circular looking. I was only half paying attention.
Oh, and the sanding and the...
Yes, he was sanding something and it flew off and almost into the shipping room.
You do have to be careful because things, and not necessarily planes and multi-rotors, will fly into the shipping room and you're just not ready for it. Yeah. It's,
Yeah. Also, one of their favorite things to do is fly the mini quads while I have my headphones on, so I can't hear it coming up, and it'll be right in my face. Yes. So I'm
The one episode they tried to do where they were flying them all through the shop, and we're still trying to work, and they're coming shooting through our room, and then the guys with the cameras and flying, and we're just like smiling. Okay, seriously.
So you don't get no warning, huh? It just goes.
It just goes. Yeah.
Or Nerf darts if they want to pick on us or whatever. Because I turn Josh into HR all the time. It never works. I'm like, seriously, he shoots things at me all the time.
It is traumatizing.
Oh my gosh. How about you, Kim? Anything? There's one thing I think of that I built that you made fun of me and laughed and carried on.
Probably the pink UFO.
Yes.
Yeah. When Josh first started playing the nutball, I thought, what is that thing? Yeah.
I didn't think that thing was ever gonna.
Yeah, she really made fun. I had this
it's pink styrofoam.
Yeah.
Oh, UFO. They did back in the day the cowheads with the cowbell. I thought that was a little weird, but that's been a while. That was
a long time
old school.
Ago.
Yeah, Josh's dad loved that plane. Yeah.
Real.
But I was like, you're gonna make a cowhead for
it? Yeah.
Yeah. I also had questions about the blender. The blender, I was like, really? You're going to blend something in the air? And it worked, too.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about the baby blender, but no, literal blender.
No, the big blender, yeah.
Oh, right, and they did the thing with the microwave, too.
Yeah, the microwave.
Which was funny, because I think it did work when they filmed it, but then they brought it back to the shop, and our shop smelled like burnt popcorn for, like, 2 days.
The wreckage that comes back. We'll have the shop so clean and pristine. Mm. And then they come back, and within a day, it looks like a tornado went through.
And I'm like, and I can attest to that because there's multiple times I'm here why everybody's gone. Yes. And I've come in here, and I'd be like, I can't even find an X-Acto knife. Yes. And then you guys like go clean on a, I don't know, Thursday or Friday. And I come back in on Saturday, and I'm like, wow. So I have to give you guys some credit on that one.
That's mostly Jen. She knows where to put everything.
Wow. The clutter gets to me, and sometimes when they're all gone for a week or so, I'm like, okay, this is my time.
Yeah. Right. Lindsay, I had somebody that wanted a question, obviously, since you got a little one on the way. Has Alex been maybe thinking or working on putting more baby stuff or making some flight test gear for the little one?
No. I wish he would. I'm totally down with this. I would love to see, like, little baby aviator goggles and...
The guys are hard nuts to crack on branching away.
Uh-huh. Because how long did it take you to get the pink shirt?
Oh, my gosh. And I will... This is funny, and I'm going to let all the fans know this right now. The pink shirt was totally my idea. Because right. I was like, if we go to Flight Fest and the girls is just like the guys, yeah. it's just going to be a mess. And they're not going to know, and it's going to be bad. And I was like, the pink. And... Josh is like, well, I don't know. And Alex was really against it. You can back me up on that one. He's like, no, pink shirt's not going to sell. Everybody wants the pink shirts. Yeah. And I'm like, see, guys, I was right. And yet we still don't have pink shirts.
Oh, I thought you did a short run of them, no?
No, just for the employees.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That, and we had a lot of people coming back to the tent. Like,
yes, the guys would accidentally get the girl and not know it and be wearing it around. It had a dress and a ponytail. And yeah, we had a lot of returns. So
yeah, my brother-in-law had that.
Yes.
And he wound up keeping his. He's like, I don't care. Because he actually has longer hair.
Fred was nice enough. He actually took one of my pink shirts home and he wears it.
Yep. I have seen that.
Yes. I was like, there you go. Yep.
I'd love to see baby gear, though. That would be... Because Jen actually did for Anna and...
Charlie and Charlie Kay. I had onesies made. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're precious.
Yep.
Charlie, all time. I mean, my Charlie. I should probably...
Oh, she wears it all the time. You cut out there for a second. Yeah. I was trying to piece together what the missing
word was. I tried to get different
was.
Sizes so they could grow with them, yeah. But it was, it was cute.
But if you guys have any suggestions for baby merchandise, you know the ladies are listening.
Send it to Alex.
Yeah, direct. It's alex@flighttest.com.
Okay, we'll get through a few more here. Maybe we'll skip some. But here's one that I think's kind of funny. Have you ever... gone through the garage or the house or whatever, maybe bumped into something or broke a plane and then went, maybe you won't notice. And then later on you'd be like, hey, who broke the tail off my P-51? And then you have to confess later. Has that ever happened?
I haven't.
No?
Mm-hmm. No. I've threatened to break a few. Yeah. But I haven't actually done it.
I think we should start a support group.
Yeah. I've actually debated on seriously starting a Facebook page for wives, but I'm like, I don't know, because then they... It's a touchy subject there.
Yeah.
How about you, Lindsay? Broke anything?
Everything I've broken, it's been right
my
in front of Alex.
A couple in the shop.
Yeah, I can see Hoffy breaking some stuff. That big dog.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We had a goat that broke some planes in the shop.
I forgot about
that. What's the story behind that goat? Where did it come?
My niece, she is hysterical. She is the homecoming queen, and yet welds and farms and hilarious. And so she had gotten a little pygmy goat as a prize for something, and so she brought it in. She was showing it at the fair, and they stopped to drop lunch off for Jim. And they're like, oh, the goat's in the car. And so the guys are like, well, bring it in.
Right.
And then it just takes off from there. Very small attention spans here. The guys are a little 80.
All right, a couple more, and I promise I'll get you guys out of here. Have any of you guys leveraged anything like, say, hey, you can buy that plane if I can go get a new pair of shoes, or hey, if you take me
I've
out
tried,
to dinner?
Yeah. But his are always more expensive than my things. Like, seriously, Christmas gifts for years. I'd be like, so how much? You know, we always try to set a budget. What do you want to spend on each other this year? And every year he'd be like, $287. I'm like, what?
That's very
He's
precise.
Like, well, it's the blah, blah, blah airplane. And I'm like, really, really? That's how it's gonna go.
Yeah.
But no, I don't know. The stuff I like isn't that expensive, so I would like need 4 or 5 things to equal one of his things.
Yeah. That sounds about right.
Yeah.
About you.
I can't think of.
Mm-mm. Nope.
I should try it though. But with working here, I think the guys have kind of a leg up.
Because
people
they
send them stuff
to
too.
Right.
Yeah. So they get to try things out and
right.
Mm-hmm. Except with Alex Dutchie, just a few weeks ago, since we're in the business of airplanes and multi-rotors, he's recently got into this kick where he has this RC big old car.
Oh,
truck
yeah,
or something
did.
Or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I see that thing all the time.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know where that's going.
We have to put groceries in the back seat instead of the trunk because that sucker is always back there taking up room. But the story behind that being that that was the first and likely only time Alex has ever approached me like, hey, do you mind if I buy something? And I'm like, yeah, go nuts. How much is it? Blah, blah, blah. So I didn't think I would use it as leverage by any means, but then I found this video game that I had loved, Final Fantasy 13, that was available to rent or to stream on PlayStation. And I was like, hey, you know, since I was such a nice wife and I let you get that car, do you mind if I just rent this game? And seriously, not even close to the price of the RC truck or
right.
Car. I can't even picture the dumb thing if it's a car or a truck.
It's a truck. I know exactly.
Yeah. It's a truck. It's pretty big, too.
Yeah. He likes to film it in slow motion on his iPhone. I'm telling you, we are a couple of toddlers that somehow are legally able to get married. But so I somewhat use leverage there, but it's all good.
Mm. Nothing? Okay. All right. We'll make this the last and final question. And actually, I'm going to throw his name out here, but Keith Brown.
I saw Keith's name.
Yay, Keith!
This is what Keith would like to see. He would like to see the wives go out and fly and shoot an episode of your choice and have the guys inside and do the shipping one day.
Yes, I would love that too. The only problem is the planes wouldn't stay in the air for very long.
And we would have a lot of emails.
Yeah, that would be
like,
a very short episode.
Well, I think there'd be a lot of problems with the shipping because they'll come back and they can't find anything and have no idea what's happening. Yeah, so we might have some angry customers.
Or some thrilled ones. Josh is really generous. He'd be like, well, let's throw a decal in there too. Like,
sometimes he is, and then other times he's like, oh no, don't put that in there. It costs too much money. I'm like, what? Yeah.
I actually, after I talked to Keith a little bit, I got some good ideas, and I think we're going to try to make this come to light, and maybe we'll chat a little bit off the air, but I think
I think it sounds brilliant.
Good option for that. So, all right. Well, I think we're going to end on that. And first of all, I got to thank each and every one of you for coming in and doing this because I didn't think it was going to happen. So it was a lot of fun. Hope you guys enjoyed it.
Yeah,
and
very much.
Maybe next year we can do it a little closer to Valentine's and, you know, make it a tradition or something if you guys enjoy it.
I think we should do it one day and they have to come in too and just listen to us rag on them.
Yeah, make eye contact at all times.
And like I said, if you want to come in, hang out, and do story or do whatever, let me know. I'll come in. I'll run the board
for
you.
It's much easier when you've got questions and then you start thinking of things. Because I was thinking of this all day and I'm like, I don't even know. Other than I have a giant laser in my garage that annoys the crap out of me, I don't have much.
Yeah, thank you guys for the questions. That
was good. I had a good time. Thank you, Anna. We really appreciate it.
See you soon.
And I'll see you when you get here.
Yeah, we'll see you here in a little bit.
I'll see you in like 10 minutes.
Oh, great. So on that note, we're going to get out of here, and we'll talk to everyone here in a couple weeks. All right? We'll see you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.